Our cash cattle prices for the week finished out steady, but they remain very strong. I'm Keith Lundberg with your Farm News Update. We've been watching a very strong cash cattle market here as of late. Chip Nellinger is with Blue Reef Agri-Marketing based out of Morton, Illinois.
Yeah, it looks like we've kind of caught an equilibrium area here. The cash has been pretty steady. Even the feeder cattle market here seems to have kind of a steady to maybe even a touch weaker tone. So futures seem content to just kind of sit here. Maybe that's a warning sign that we've gone far enough for the time being and could correct a little bit lower. Cattle on feed report still fairly friendly numbers. I mean, that isn't changing. So that strong fundamental bias is going to be underneath this market. But right now, it looks like the cattle complex pretty fairly priced for where both the feeder cattle market is and the cash cattle market.
Basically, all in all, the market continues to be tight as far as supplies, right?
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. It seems like maybe there's a little bit of a lull in demand in areas and pockets on the feeder cattle side. But yes, I mean, again, it's tight supplies out there. So that's going to be something that hangs with us for a while.
There is one thing for certain within our marketplace. It does not take much of a rumor to move our markets either up or down very quickly.
Yeah, absolutely. And it just should be a good example to all of us that, you know, those are going to come. We've seen those several times in the past, whether it's a rumor or for real. It just keeps keeps everybody, front and center. We should be really focused on risk management rather than hoping the market continues higher.
Looking at the grain side of things, a couple of factors. We've seen some good export business. We've been hearing that China did fulfill purchasing that 12 million metric tons of soybeans, and we're watching weather overseas. Did I hit that pretty good?
You hit the nail on the head right there, Keith. A little dry weather in Argentina, a little bit of a concern that their crop is going to be pared back a little bit.
With your Farm News Update, I'm Keith Lundberg.